John. How are you?
I'm well, sir. Good morning.
Morning.
Interesting to note, just looking at some of the notes, we've had instances of school shootings in really just within our listening area, specifically in Brockton. We had a gentleman talk about a school shooting he was involved with last night as a superintendent, and this is an issue that is becoming paramount here where we are. We have one school system that we cover that uses Alice, and there's a lot of different ways that school districts and different venues can go about protecting themselves or at least offering some sort of answer if something happens. How does your company figure into this?
That's a great question. Well, if you think about school shootings or any kind of emergency, really the essential, you know, parameter is time to respond. And with any particular, you know, shooting of the kind of nature you've seen, ranging from Columbine all the way through the, you know, current time, it's really the time from where you're first notified that there's something going on to being able to, you know, stop the threat. So that's the time to resolution, and that's really the critical time, because the shorter that is, the less mayhem that gets created. So when you think about that, the ability for schools, for example, to be able to instantly connect with police and first responders to provide really critical information about what's happening, where it's happening, who's it happening to, is really critical. So part of what we do is enable that really quick connection with first responders in the moment, you know, an event happens. And then second part of that is, you know, schools have cameras inside the buildings. And really, as first responders are coming to the scene, you want to provide them with as much information, the ability to see inside that school so they can identify not only, you know, perpetrators, victims, where things are happening, so they can make the most quick, effective responses possible.
Are we looking at a world where we're going to have to go through metal detectors to go into school buildings and government buildings and almost anywhere that we want to go into just to provide a measure of security, or is it best for everyone to be armed, or is there a real answer to any of this?
Well, unfortunately, as we've seen, the number of incidents of shootings, whether they're terrorist-based or otherwise, is increasing rapidly. There's actually some testimony by the director of the CIA, John Brennan, just the other day before the Senate, where he, you know, pretty much predicted that we'll see an increase in these kind of events here in the United States, especially as U.S. forces and allied forces pressure ISIS in Syria. You know, obviously ISIS and Al-Qaeda have extensive arms and links that reach across the world. They're global organizations, and these cells exist pretty much everywhere. So the grave concern really is that these arms or cells associated with these terrorist organizations are going to continue to kind of reach out and cause mayhem in our country and others.
What is it that your company actually provides, though? Are you provide? Because we have a system called SpotShot, which we use in River, which our police use. And they can go pretty much within a matter of minutes to wherever this system shows there have been shots fired. Does this use something of the same technology?
Well, that's a piece of the solution, right? The ability to really notify first responders as quickly as possible. So ShotSpotter and some of these other gun detection technologies, you know, provide the ability to give you early warning or notification that something has occurred. The second piece of that equation, though, is really, okay, you know something has happened. What's happening, you know, as emergency events unfold, they change. And the ability for first responders to effectively respond requires collaboration, not only with the school, for example, that might be affected by that event, but also with other first responder agencies. Rarely in a shooting of any size or scale are you going to have a single first responder agency show up. In fact, you're going to have them. You're going to have police forces from other towns and municipalities showing up, all descending on the scene, and this is usually the case. The problem with that is that most of those agencies typically have their own radio systems. They can't communicate with one another. So you have multiple agencies on the ground operating with minimal communication capability between them. So what the objective of MutualLink is, for example, is really to bridge that capability. So as first responders show up on the ground, they can communicate with one another and also back to their control stations to provide for an effective response, as well as being able to share information that's real-time as it's happening inside of a school or other building where a shooting may be occurring.
Anything else we need to know, sir?
Well, I think what we need to recognize is that we're in dangerous times. The number of incidents of shootings are, increasing rapidly. We have to be very vigilant. I don't think we're ever going to be in a position necessarily to preempt every single event. The key to this situation and to really protecting our society is to say, okay, what we can do, obviously to help be alert and vigilant, but also to have the most effective capabilities and response capabilities available so that we can minimize the kind of damage that may result from these kind of events.
Sir, I appreciate your time. This has been interesting, and I think I learned something. So thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you.